time for us to gather together around the speaker. Sort of reminds you of an old RCA commercial, Kenny, doesn't it? The dog sitting around listening to the speaker.
That's what his master's voice.
Yes, and here I am, the master. Yes, the master at what? The master, hopefully, at communicating. Hello, Doug Steffen. Good day program. Last day of December. Last day of the year. Last day for you to mess up before new beginnings. Tomorrow at this time, this program will be live. I'll be in Washington, District of Columbia on my way, headed to westbound, driving back to California, like I haven't had enough driving from California. I'm going to drive back to California, all these vehicles to move around. Somebody said, wouldn't it be cheaper to put it on a truck and ship it? And I just feel like I need some time. You know, it's one of those things. Yeah, all have different ways, different desires. I like driving this time of year. There's actually very little business to be done. Whatever I can do on the phone. And frankly, I can visit with people that I care about and love more on the phone. And that's something that drive along for maybe 50, 60 miles on the phone, you don't remember anything about what you've just seen. That's kind of what happens with me. Kenny Kessler is here to bring us back around full circle into the den of conversation. The Russians are worried, and so a lot of other people who are interested in participating in the Winter Olympics, which start in February. A couple of security concerns being raised. There were two suicide bomber attacks on Sunday and Monday. And I guess the first one, I think 31 people were killed, another 35 injured. Russian Foreign Ministry labeling the attacks as the acts of terrorists and terrorism. Nobody has claimed responsibility, though, yet. There are all kinds of, we all think of terrorists in terms of Al-Qaeda and that ilk. But they have their own homegrown groups there that are based, a lot of them, on the fact that the old Soviet Union sort of kept the countries that were part of the old Soviet Union. There was no toleration of any of this kind of stuff. And then when the countries separated out, there are problems that developed here and there. There's a Chechenian separatist group that is trying to disrupt the games. Not too sure why. What is the reason, Kenny, for the desire to disrupt? What are they upset
other than
about?
The only thing that I've been able to piece together is that this group is very anti-Putin.
Ah.
So they want to make him look bad.
And maybe we should join them. Right. A Chechenian and American separatist group upset about Putin. A couple of months ago, there was a suicide bomber. Remember, blew up the bus. Six people were killed then. And the attack, whether it's connected to all these other bombings, who knows at this point in time. If they know, they're not saying, which is sort of cut out of the pages of the KGB. 888-302-3684. So the troops are all around this area now, and that will certainly, I mean, looking at the headlines this morning at various circumstances, let's see, New York Times headline, bomb attacks in Russia echo threats by Chechenian insurgents, two terrorist attacks in Volgograd. There are some great names, aren't there? The Russians, there's something about the Russian alphabet and the Russian dialect and the Russian language. It really is very Volgograd, Leningrad. Let's see, what else have we got here? In the NBC news file, bombings fuel fears about threat by Chechen warlord. Really? They have warlords? The Taliban has warlords. Is that the same? We got the same kind of thing going on here. Russian bombing spark Olympic concerns on ABC. Let's see what CNN's saying about this. Nothing. There you go. That's why CNN is on top. Let's see what's going on over at CBS. Russia boosts security after bombings raise Olympic fears. So are we playing into this? Is this another, my hunch here, is we've got on a news media fiasco or a frenzy, feeding frenzy on all of this information that's coming out of Russia, and whether or not, I don't know, who's planning on going to who wants to go to Russia in the middle of the winter? Huh? So you watch it on television.
Well, thanks.
Why would you even think about going to Russia unless you've got somebody, a relative or somebody, a close friend that's participating in the Olympics? Why would you go in the first place? Whether there were bombings or not, why would you want to go to Russia in the middle of the wintertime? You got to be crazy. You think it's cold and nasty here? Take a trip over there, boys and girls. Woof. You'll not be happy campers. So, at any rate, but there's still plenty of time to scare everybody anyway. Speaking of that, the NSA, we'll see what we can do in spending time on that. And let's see, what else have we got? Duck Dynasty. Haven't we had enough of that? I mean, the guy's going back on the show. So that's what else do we need to say about that? Is there anything, what am I missing here, Kenny? The guy's going back on the show, so what? So who cares at this point? No.
Phil Robertson made some more comments.
Oh, he did?
I don't know if these are new comments or if they just surfaced because people are looking for things. But he gave out some marital advice about men should marry girls that are 15.
So this guy really doesn't know how to keep his mouth shut. Or figures, let's, okay, wait a minute, what did I just see out of the corner of my eye? There's a new Gallup survey that says President Obama is the most admired living man among Americans. Nobody asked me, they asked you?
They did not ask me.
No. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is the most admired living woman? Who in the world, people admire, put George Bush, President Obama, and the Pope in the same sentence? Man,
that seems like the setup for a bad joke.
Just, who in the world did they ask for that? Obama's ratings are, he's got like 29% approval rating. How in the world do people come up with that stuff? All right, well, anyway. So, it's the New Year's Eve party that a lot of people will be talking about and focused on today. Not much business open. How many times will you hear choruses of Auld Lang Syne? 14 after the hour on the Tuesday, December 31st edition of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Good points. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
All righty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before, and you know how annoying it can be. One time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. Maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. It's clinically proven, too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look, no matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers. Power Swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at valid 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Derek Stephens, Good Day program. All right, let's dig around. One of the things that goes on in this hour of our program is listening to the news talk radio and television programs that are dealing with the issues of the day. So we can give you a couple, three different, maybe, it depends, how many different cuts we have and how many different opinions there are to present. So with regard to the Russian terror attacks, which is sort of where we are right now, here's talk host Moose Miller. With national security expert, how much credibility can a guy named Moose have? Anyway, here he is with national security expert Christopher Swift about the similarities between what's going on in Russia and what happened last April at the Boston Marathon.
Last time we talked, I believe it was following the Boston Marathon bombings and the Tsarnaev brothers and the Caucasus region of the world and how that all kind of played its part. What are we seeing going on with this trolley bombing and this train station bombing relative to Sochi and the upcoming Olympic Games in Russia?
What we saw in Boston and what we're seeing in Russia look very similar on the outside, but when you start to drill down on what's motivating the individuals involved in these two tragedies, it starts to look very, very different. In Boston, you had a pair of young men, half Chechen, half Dagestani, had lived in the United States for over a decade, didn't have very many connections back to their homeland, who, you know, up and decided one day to radicalize and then self-militarize and then took out whatever frustrations they had on the good people of Boston. Mm-hmm. But what we have in Russia right now is an organized group of hardcore Salafi jihadi terrorists who are the successors of the old Chechen and Dagestani insurgent movements. You got to remember, the people in this region have been fighting Russia for the last 20 years. Their ancestors have been fighting Russia for the last 350 years. There's a lot of bad blood going around. And this particular group that's operating down there, called the Caucasus Emirate, has said that they're going to do everything they can to target the Olympics and to embarrass the Russian government at the Olympics. And that's what's going on there. It looks very similar to what we saw in Boston. People from the same regions, but totally different motivations involved.
And it looks as though Vladimir Putin and officials that are staging these Olympic Games in Sochi, that's right on the coastline of the Black Sea. And a little bit more perspective, you know, to your south across the Black Sea is the nation of Turkey.
That's right.
And then you've got Syria to the south of that. But, you know, you've got Georgia, Armenia, Azerbaijan to the east, and then up to the north you've got parts of the Ukraine. They're talking about a 1,500-mile, almost like a roadblock system around Sochi to try to, you know, check every vehicle and everything else coming in there.
That's right. They call it the Ring of Steel. Of course, that you know, the Russian security services have a sort of a checkered history when it comes to these kinds of events. I remember in October 2003, the Dubrovka hostage siege in Moscow. A group of then Chechen militants came up from Chechnya and seized a theater.
Is that where they put the gas in there and killed a bunch of people?
That's right. They killed all the militants and a lot of their theater patrons in the process.
Lovely. All right, so enough on that stuff. Let's move on in a matter of moments. I don't want to do the NSA because I know there'll be calls on that. We'll do Duck Dynasty in a moment here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old exile?
Hear a lot of this sort of thing.
Hi,
through the day.
This is Denny.
Today. Hi, Denny. How are you doing? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and the Beach Boys. Got a lot of Auld Lang Syne today. How many different versions are there? Guy Lombardo is probably the one that's most popular. I want to hear Susan Boyle. Let's see if we can get that one up for later on today. In the meantime, excuse me, I've decided to sort of put Duck Dynasty later on, like in a half hour from now. We'll deal with the latest from the den of Phil Robertson and his family. Meanwhile, a lot of people, as we end the year, are talking about the latest enrollment numbers for Obamacare and whether or not the Affordable Care Act is one of the big losers politically for 2013. You'd think with that and all the other things, I'm stunned at seeing that Obama is the number one guy, most admired man in our country. I'm stunned at that. Who in the world are they asking? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. Or you can follow us on Facebook, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, and Twitter at Good Day Show. So here's talk host Steve McIntosh with ABC's Steve Portney about the numbers.
A December surge propelled healthcare signups through the government's rehabilitated website past the 1 million mark, the Obama administration said on Sunday. So is it good news? Are they moving in the right direction? Sounds like it.
The administration is saying it's welcome news. 975,000 people enrolled on healthcare.gov in the 36 states where the federal government runs the exchanges. And that's the December figure, which is much, much larger than the paltry October and November figures. And when you add it to the number of people who signed up in the 14 states where the states run their own exchanges, you have about 2 million people across the country who have signed up so far for coverage that would start 2 days from now.
What would the Obama administration consider a success? Around 3 million then?
The administration, before enrollment started, had suggested that it would like to see something like 3.3 million people signing up to this date. So they're off that number by about a third. And overall, the goal, according to the Congressional Budget Office, which the administration has embraced, is 7 million people signing up before the end of the open enrollment period, which is the end of March. Now, if they can keep up the pace, or exceed it, I should say, and if the trend continues and accelerates, you could see 7 million Americans signing up. But there would have to be such a frenzy of people diving in every single day between now and the end of March to really hit that 7 million figure. I would tell you that the administration does see this as a welcome sign, but there are some concerns when you look at the demographic data in the states. There are more older, sicker people, perhaps, than younger, healthier people enrolling in the coverages, in the plans, and that could have an impact on premium rates starting in 2015.
And, of course, the market forces will tell you that you have to have younger, healthier people in there, because that spreads the risk out more. It makes it worthwhile, huh?
Right. It makes it more affordable for everybody to have younger people in the plan, and that was the whole impetus behind the individual mandate in the first place. The fear that Republicans have expressed is that more people will wind up losing the coverage they previously had than will enroll in these new exchanges. The administration says that with its various fixes, the 4.7 million people who got cancellation notices will actually wind up being closer to 500,000 people who wind up going without coverage over the course of the next year. But still, that is people; those are people who would have had coverage otherwise, it would seem, if it weren't for the requirements in the law. The overall impact of this so far is, again, 2 million people signing up for coverage, millions more taking advantage of expanded Medicaid under the law.
All right. So, yada, yada, it's the same, blah, blah, blah. So let's go to the NSA and see if we can find some new blah, blah in a few minutes here on Good Day.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom, a stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient doxylamine succinate versus control in a clinical study.
Would you like to have million-dollar looks? You don't have them if your hair is thin, weak, and tired-looking. Thinning hair is the result of aging follicles or the place through the pores from which the follicles come. That's why you need the new Provia. Provia strengthens hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. It's like nothing you've ever tried before. And by the way, ladies, this is for you as well as for men. You're suffering just like men are with thinning hair. And if you've had the problem for years, now you can join the thousands of people who are using Provia Serum the all-natural way with no side effects to get your hair growing again. It's simple. Call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Order Provia now and get a free month supply when you mention Doug Steffen. Say goodbye to the hair going down the sink. Say hello to a new, full, richer head of hair. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off available 12/26 or 1/5.
GCN thanks our listeners for all your support this year. We wish you all the best in 2014. Happy New Year from GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that
Silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
And neighbors in State College, Pennsylvania, listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 33 after the hour, bringing you up to date on the big stories of the day, the relationship we have with those who are making news. This is sometimes a very frustrating thing for people because they have opinions, you have opinions about a lot of things, and they're based not necessarily on your own personal experience or connection to a story. It's just kind of, you hear somebody say, yeah, that's what I, and you like them, so you agree with their point of view. So what I try to do in this hour, especially, is shake people up with regard to that sort of thing and try to get you to come up with your own thoughts and conclusions about some of these issues, not what some talking head has said or somebody that you agree with politically. That's part of the effort at any rate. So let's shift our attention to the NSA and continuing conversation as we end the year on Mr. Snowden. Here's a host named Kirk Farah, who talks to constitutional law expert Kent Redfield about what the NSA is actually collecting and if these different rulings that happened last week, one says yes, the other says no, does that mean all of this goes to the Supreme Court?
If we look at this in terms of our how we conduct our personal life, many would say, I don't have anything to worry about. But exactly what kind of data could they possibly collect? They say, and some reports by they, the government says that there's not all that much identifying information. We can just monitor times, locations, that type of thing, but not content.
And they if all they are collecting is the phone numbers and the length of the calls, then you can't get the content. But if you've got a database out there that you can use to kind of look for patterns involving terrorism, then you can probably use it to look for patterns involving other things. And that's really the concern. There's also concern about how effective this really is. But there is a tendency when you've got these big, massive amounts of data out there and people are sitting on them, the tendency is to just start poking around, and there's supposed to be controls and security, and you've got a secret court, the FISA court, that is essentially supposed to be monitoring to this. But certainly it makes people who are concerned with civil liberties very nervous when you get this kind of an operation the size with the federal government. So it's a classic kind of trade-off between privacy and the national security needs.
Now, I would suspect this will end up in the Supreme Court for final resolution. What would you suspect their ruling would be based on the makeup of the current Supreme Court?
It's you know, I think it's likely that the government's position, at least part of it, is going to prevail. Now, events may overtake this somewhat because there is a constitutional issue, there's a political issue. In addition to this ruling by the initial ruling of unconstitutionality, then there was a presidential commission looking at various aspects of surveillance that issued a report shortly after the first decision, questioning whether this was really effective and efficient in terms of and outweighed the risk. And that has that's been picked up by a lot of people in Congress who are think that the program is way too broad. And so some of this may get constrained politically.
888-302-3684, as we continue to monitor what the NSA is doing, learning about the data collection program. How does it affect you? Here's a radio host named Robert Reese talking to legal analyst Brett Myers about the two conflicting conflicting rulings, a postscript to what we just heard.
The NSA data collection program that's been going on about a week ago, a judge ruled that it was wrong. It shouldn't be doing it. But now on Friday, another federal judge says that, no, it's okay. And so now we have conflicting judges having rulings here. What does that mean for us?
You know, I'll tell you, even the judge in D.C. who concluded that it was unconstitutional has stayed enforcement of his order, so the NSA continues to collect this data, and pending an appeal, which there most certainly will be in both cases, the two cases will be heard by the respective courts of appeals over the district courts. The New York court will go to the Second Court of Appeals, and the D.C. court will go to the D.C. Court of Appeals, and then those courts of appeals will issue their opinions, and then depending on what those opinions look like, it could very well go to the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And I would anticipate that the Supreme Court will take up the issue, and we can anticipate the Supreme Court issuing its opinion on whether the NSA is violating the Fourth Amendment sometime in 2015.
Oh, wow. So we got a long ways to go before we're really going to get a resolution on this then.
Yeah, from a day-to-day perspective, it's really not going to change a whole lot other than increase the debate and discussion over whether or not this is what the NSA is doing is something that we as a country believe is appropriate under the Constitution. And if so, what price are we willing to pay in order to thwart and prevent these terror attacks from occurring? And that's a debate that's been going on, well before these two opinions came out. And maybe these two opinions will increase the debate, because I think it's probably a discussion that should be had. And then, collectively, we can decide how we feel about, does the Fourth Amendment extend far enough to protect individual liberties, or is this a matter of national security?
Give me liberty or give me death!
Or the NSA, one or the other. Okay, let's wrap this up with talk host Bruce St. James and Steve Douglas talking about a new story that has cropped up about the NSA breaking into your laptop and installing spying software.
There's a German magazine, Der Spiegel, has reported on, citing documents that it has allegedly maybe have gotten from Edward Snowden. Mm-hmm. These documents coming. That the NSA has been intercepting electronics purchased online and before they are delivered, have installed software and other spying tools onto laptops and then allowed them to go along their way and be delivered to your home. What? Yep. They took a look at this. It's called the Tailored Access Operations, TAO team. This is a group of hackers. The NSA, you know, the NSA hires like a bunch of those computer nerds. They hire them. They give them gigs and go, will you please stop breaking into, somebody's website and putting up nude pictures on it and come work for us. Okay. So this group has been doing this, and with this malware, that's what it's called, it's a computer term, malware, or some of the software they've installed on brand new undelivered laptops, they can track movements, for example, and they do that by exploiting some of the security flaws in Windows 8, for an example, and they know how to do it because these are the hackers that can do these things. Still think the NSA is a good idea? You know, I understand there's some of you. There'll be a couple of you out there go, well, if you haven't done anything wrong, what difference does it make if the government installs software to spy on you on your interweb thingy, the Google machine?
Yeah, these were load stations. They called them load stations.
Load stations.
Where they would go through and they would just like they would take a little X-Acto blade there and open up the box.
That's what I used to do with Christmas presents.
Right.
Cut them open so you couldn't tell that it had been opened.
Right, and they would repackage them as if they had not been touched, as if this came straight from the factory to your home. You would never know this. It's not like they leave a tag like the TSA does in your luggage.
Oh, no, you don't know that your laptop may have been touched, impacted, affected by the NSA. You like that? So if your Amazon laptop didn't get there on time, it's because it may have been diverted to one of the NSA load stations.
In Utah. When's it the NSA?
In Utah. Yeah, in Utah. And you had just some government guys going through, what's the problem? We just want to put some software on there and we just want to add some malware so that if you ever do anything wrong, we can prove it in later on. Just want to make sure. There's nothing wrong with that, is there, Steve? You don't have a problem with that.
Right. So if you go into your Amazon account and look at the tracking, it says Salt Lake Center, then you might want to take it down to the Geek Squad and see what's on there and shouldn't be on there.
Geek Squad. I always love that concept. All right. 888-302-3684. Your calls and comments. Kenny will check Facebook and Twitter to see what people are saying. If there's anything new on the NSA, I can't imagine there's anything new to say, but I'm sure people will come up with something. So we'll give you a few minutes for callers on this coming up here on Good Day.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom, a stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient doxylamine succinate versus control in a clinical study.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all 10 more appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all 10 more appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off for valid 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure, 800-577-8560.
This report brought to you by J.P. Morgan Chase. According to an IMF study, about one-third of the U.S. unemployment rate is due to the gap between the skills job seekers have and the skills employers need. J.P. Morgan Chase has launched a new program called New Skills at Work to address this challenge. Using data analysis, partnerships with leading nonprofits, and engagement with local leaders, the initiative will support workforce training programs that directly impact local communities. Peter Scheer, head of corporate responsibility for J.P. Morgan Chase.
So the skills gap is a very serious problem. There are 4 million jobs which remain open in the United States, while 11 million Americans are unemployed. This disconnect is in need of a solution, and J.P. Morgan Chase felt it was our responsibility to step up and do our part. So we're investing $250 million over the next 5 years in a collaborative initiative to analyze and to remedy this gap. We will conduct research that explores local-level workforce challenges and scale training models to meet both the supply and demand sides of this critical problem.
For more information, visit newskillsatwork.com.
It's time to get your game plan ready. Stretch those muscles and give it your all at Rite Aid this January. Come in and get up to $50 in plus-up rewards during the plus-up rewards games. Thousands of products qualify. And you have all month to shop with your Wellness Plus card and score more rewards. Up to $50 in Rite Aid store credit just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only December 29th, 2013 through January 25th, 2014. Plus-up rewards loaded to Wellness Plus card. See RiteAid.com for details.
All right. So the NSA is in our focus here on the Doug Good Day program. Here's something to look on the bright side about. Julian Assange was not being paranoid. Turns out the National Security Agency did tap into his Wi-Fi at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he is currently holed up while fighting extradition. The Der Spiegel article we just were listening to, which revealed all of the spying devices that the NSA can use, apparently is using them on the Ecuadorian embassy. So, Mr. Assange, you are right. That, at this point, making the difference. I mean, he's still there. All right, so, Kenny, what do you have for comments from our Facebook.com/good day and Twitter connection?
Michael says, blame Obama all you want. Congress authorized what the NSA is doing, and Congress can stop it.
Yes, it can and ought to. Hasn't yet.
Tucker says, this is all just 1984 on steroids. It's scary stuff.
Yep, that I agree with. What else?
Dwight says, the NSA needs to spy on everyone to keep the jihadists from getting even for all the rotten crap the UN has done to them.
Where'd that come? There's a left fielder for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, any more?
One more. Jeff says there is no excuse for a mass of data on innocent citizens. Next, they'll say it's legal for officials to go into your house anytime they want.
Yep, there's too much, just too much of this. 888-302-3684. Let's dig around. How about we listen to Maureen, who's calling from Texas? What do you say, Maureen?
I've lived in this country for 50 years. I'm 73. And until America starts getting back to speaking truth and not lies, the country will continue, as it is doing right now, to go down and down and down. And I'm thinking of relinquishing my American citizenship because I'm ashamed of the fact that I do have the citizenship. And I will go back to my citizenship from London, UK. And I just recently came into the country from London after going for a funeral over there. And the feeling that people have towards this country is nothing than we don't want to listen to you because you have nothing to say when you do not tell the truth. You must speak the truth first, otherwise you have the cart before the horse. And it is necessary to speak the truth to the population. And so we need to give Washington, D.C. maybe something as strong as an enema. Get rid of them. And start again as Ross Perot, the true leader with love to make money and speak the truth, is term limits. One term, go back to where you came from. and we start again.
An interesting perspective from someone who came to this country not born here, right? 51 past the hour. Duck Dynasty next.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour, last day, you have New Year's resolutions. You have things that you're thinking about for the new year. Maybe we'll spend a minute or two on that. But the Duck Dynasty thing certainly supersedes any conversation we'd have about the end of the year and the beginning of the new year. This is much more important, right?
Yeah.
So now Robertson appears to have said something else that's controversial. Now that A&E says, come on back, you can say whatever you want. So here are our hosts, John Phillips and Lou Stowers, talking about these comments from Mr. Robertson, which may be harder for his fans to defend than what he said about the gay lifestyle a couple of weeks ago.
Well, it didn't take long.
No.
Because we now have a gem, courtesy of Phil Robertson. Listen to some of this logic.
Make sure that she can cook a meal. You need to eat some meals that she cooks. Check that out. Make sure she carries her Bible. That'll save you a lot of trouble down the road. And if she picks your ducks, now that's a woman. They got to where they're getting hard to find. Mainly because these boys are waiting till they get to be about 20 years old before they marry them. Look, you wait till they get to be 20 years old, the only picking that's going to take place is your pocket. You got to marry these girls when they're about 15 or 16, they'll pick it up. You need to check with mom and dad about that, of course.
I can't believe he's quoting my marital vows. What a nerve this guy's got. Those were personal. Deeply personal.
Yeah, so are his defenders going to defend this one? Because I bet you, look, I mean, certainly his views on gays and blacks, a lot of the audience for Duck Dynasty probably agrees with him on both of those two issues.
Except for gay duck hunters, which they're the real victims here, I think.
Right, that's the demo no one's talking
apart
about.
Apart from them, most of his viewers are fine.
Right. Sure. Now, what about marrying off your girl when they're 15, your daughter? Is that something they're going to get behind too? Because they weren't just saying, a lot of his defenders weren't just saying, well, he has the First Amendment right to do what he did. A lot of them were saying, and you know what? He's right.
Right.
We agree with him.
It's not just a free speech issue.
Yes.
Right. Absolutely.
Do you think that that's the response he's going to get for this one? At 15, that's just right out of the beginning of puberty. Wow. That's really young.
All right. Here we go. Let's see how much traction that puppy gets. 888-302-3684. Here is host Eddie Huff with a view to a kill here after this latest controversy.
Phil Robertson has been reinstated by A&E to the show. Phil can continue to be on Duck Dynasty. It's funny because anybody that knew anything knew this was going to happen. My question is, why does Duck Dynasty, why do the Robertsons continue their association with A&E? This is the third time now, this is the third story within the last year that I've heard where Duck Dynasty has been asked or coerced into changing who they are. A&E has capitulated, but they go on. Now, you could say, well, see, they're changing A&E. Well, yes and no. No, they're really not. Here's what what A&E said about the show. It said, Duck Dynasty is not a show about one man's view. It resonates with a large audience because it is a show about family, a family that America has come to love. As you might have seen in many episodes, they come together to reflect and pray for unity, tolerance, and forgiveness. I don't remember that being any of those prayers that they're doing at the table at the end. They're usually just thanking God for family, thanking God for what he's done. I don't hear anything about tolerance and forgiveness in there. These are the values that we at A&E Networks also feel strongly about. So after discussions with the Robertson family, as well as consulting with numerous advocacy groups, which is your gay lobby, basically, the homosexuals, they've discussed it with. A&E has decided to resume filming Duck Dynasty later in the spring with the entire Robertson family. And so this is what's going on. This is what they say they're doing. And bottom line, I told you Friday that A&E stands to lose nearly $100 million a year just on Duck Dynasty. It's the franchise. Granted, Willie's probably the brains behind it. Willie's the one that you see everywhere. But don't be misled. Phil Robertson is a man, and he's a very powerful figure. He is the patriarch of that family. And that's as it should be.
Right. He married his wife when she was 16.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.